Now, we established that somebody goes on a trip for a bar mitzvah and then comes on Shabbos because of the kuch nefesh, he has to go out of the tchum. He's allowed to go a new 2,000 amos in any direction. However, the Shtabura says that somebody who traveled for a dvar rishus, not for a dvar mitzvah, and he traveled on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, so he wasn't really allowed to do this. And now, when it comes Shabbos, he might have to travel further because of the kuch nefesh. However, since it was wrong that he l'chatchila went on this trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and put himself in a position that on Shabbos, the kuch nefesh were required to go out of the tchum, therefore, once he gets to a safe place, does not get a new 2,000 amos, rarely only gets 4 amos. Can only walk 4 amos in each direction. As opposed to if he started his trip on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday when he was allowed to go on the trip for Dvar Shus, then Shabbos he has to travel with Pekuch Nefesh. When he gets into out of the danger zone to a safe area, he gets 2,000 amos, the Huruach, just like by someone from Dvar Mitzu. Also, somebody traveled Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because they are under the mistaken impression that a mistaken halacha, they thought you're allowed to do that even for Dvar Shus, that's considered like a shaking, and they get 2,000 amos. Only somebody who knew the halacha and still traveled for Dvar Shus on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, he, on Shabbos, when he has to go out of the tchum because of the kuch nefesh, afterwards only gets 4 amos. The Rama says that some Rishayim say that anytime someone is traveling for schar for business purposes or just to greet his friend who hasn't seen in a while, that's already considered Dvar Mitzvah, and you're allowed to start the trip on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The only time the one may not begin the trip on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, because it's considered Dvar Mitzvah, if someone still wants to go for a trip, because he enjoys going for a trip, for a tour, but not for business purposes and not to greet a friend who he hasn't seen. And the Ramah says, therefore, there are places where they're noyik to Yemeko, to travel Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, go out on ships, and they go out in the desert in caravans, they consider everything a Dvar Mitzvah. And the Ramah says, not to Yemeko, not to protest against them, because they have Rishayin Ruli B'Semachon. Ma'isim Shtabur says that a place that does not have this minik, it's not Kedai Yemeko with Kula, many places can hold in your real mitzvah of the Dvar Mitzvah. And even, you know, L'maisa, for those who do have the minik to Yemeko, Shtabur brings them on the Ramah, Shem Kaan Poiskim, to only Yemeko with going on a ship. Going out in a caravan in the desert, which we already previously said, is more of a kula to be semachon. That one should not rely to go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and consider these things to be Dvar Mitzvah. According to these shittas, that going out for business purposes is considered Dvar Mitzvah. Even if someone has food for themselves, they just want to have extra panasa, that is considered to be Dvar Mitzvah. There's a machlekes, if someone wants to go to collect a debt from a guy who owes him money, who's sick. The guy is sick, but he's not in his deathbed, he's not good, but he is sick. We don't know how much longer he'll live. And therefore, the Yid wants to travel to collect the debt from him. Is that considered Dvar Mitzvah or not, according to the Yishitas? And that's Machlokes Nachred, Mishnah Berurah brings to Magivram and Eli Rabba. In any case, any place that does not have this particular meaning to Yemeko, for its Chayr is considered Dvar Mitzvah or greeting his friend, should not be Semach on this Kula and should only go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to be able to Dvar Mitzvah. The next Simon from Reish Mem Tes, the Shulchan Aruch starts off, one should not travel on Erev Shabbos more than 3 parsois. This way, he'll know he'll reach home or wherever he's going for Shabbos, when still plenty of time for Shabbos, they'll have enough time to appear for Shabbos. Just to get a feel for how much more than 3 parsois is, a person could travel on a day 10 parsois, Mishnah Berurah says. So this means that one should not be traveling on Shabbos for more than approximately a third of the day or a little less than a third of the day. This way they'll arrive either home or wherever the destination is early enough that all the food will be prepared for them in time before Shabbos. We don't have to worry that the trip and their arriving late will cause Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, in the place that he's going to, they know that he's coming there, then he can travel very much on Shabbos because as long as he's careful not to get too tight with Shabbos at the end of the day. But he doesn't have to worry that he can come last second or start preparing for him in Michal Shabbos because they know he's coming. They're preparing for him L'chatchila. Also, if somebody is not such a safe place or where the 3 parsois can end would not be a safe place, they want to travel further to make sure they be in a safe place for Shabbos, there also they could travel even more 3 parsois to make sure they arrive at a safe destination in time for Shabbos. The whole halacha that we're discussing over here is if one's in a safe place, or by going only 3 parsois, they'll at that point be in a safe place, they should not travel extra and arrive late on Friday to a place for Shabbos, unless the people in that place knew he was coming for Shabbos, and this way they're already preparing for him earlier, and we do not have to be afraid that it's coming last second will cause them to do last second preparations and last second Chilul Shabbos. But my Shtabura says that nowadays most people prepare for Shabbos by Revach, and they always prepare extra for unexpected people, or for surprise guests, or just to have extra for Shabbos, and therefore one doesn't have to worry about this. People travel on Erev Shabbos in more than 3 parsois and more than a third of the day, and it's fine, it's not a problem. However, the Achronim say one must be careful not to arrive too late close to Shabbos. One does arrive late close to Shabbos, whether by someone else or by his own home, it could cause Chilul Shabbos, and he himself might end up traveling to Shabbos and have Chilul Shabbos with carrying things to Shabbos and going out Tchum Mashiach Behemtai. So one should make sure to leave themselves enough time. If he does end up arriving in town, Be'ashmashis, once he's in Tchum Ma'ir, he continued traveling inside of it, like the Lachas of Simon Tafta Zayin, and follow Lachas of Reish Samavav, Amisha Hechshef B'derek, which Hashem will learn when we get there.